This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers are still struggling to find enough farm labor. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Finding enough labor to get the work done on the farm and navigating the regulations for the workforce have become increasingly troublesome in recent years. Mike Strands, Vice President of Advocacy for the National Farmers Union, said reform is more important now than ever.
With all of the added emphasis on the agriculture workforce in the last year and the extra stresses that have been put on the sector because of a lot of the administration's actions, it's even more important to make progress on workforce reform.
Strand said there could be more adjustments to the H-2A program.
Doing some more broad-reaching and far-reaching reforms through the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, now's the time to make bipartisan progress. And with the bills that have been out there, or the bill that's been out there for quite a long time now, now might be the opportunity that we've been waiting for.
Strand said the recent improvements to border security could make room for some real improvements.
It may well be that with the seeming improvements to border security concerns, paired with the greater emphasis we've all had on the need for a secure and reliable farm workforce, that adds up to a better shot for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act to move forward. And I think that reaches across both parties, and it could be an opportunity to make some real headway in 2026.
For more information, visit nfu.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. You can find those under the podcast tab, once again, on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.